Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, August the 14th, 2026, 14 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan, back from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, which is where our program emanated from all 5 hours today. And we want to thank Wayne Golub and Anthony Solkar for performing great accordion music on the program this morning. Want to thank Sean Kraft for helping with the production this morning. Want to thank the entire court of Bratwurst Festival Queens 2026 for joining us on the air. And Richard Young, guitarist and vocalist for the Kentucky Headhunters, who will be going on in Bucyrus here in about an hour. All on the show this morning. What a great time we had in Bucyrus. We came in under a thin veil of mist, but it was really going about 30 minutes into the broadcast and turned out fine.
You know, I think there was a big missed opportunity. I mean, they had the lead singer vocalist of the Kentucky Headhunters there, and they were talking about how they were doing like a rendition of
Dumas Walker.
Yeah, sorry, my head broke of Dumas Walker on the accordion. And they were like, "Oh, but we're not gonna play it now." I was like, "He's right."
And he wanted to hear it.
Yeah, and I was like, "He's right." Yeah, I was like, "Oh God, missed opportunity there." In my opinion,
see what fear will do to you.
Missed opportunity.
Now, if anybody listened to the broadcast earlier and would like to say something, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Did you appreciate or enjoy the broadcast earlier? I know I did. 740-383-9944. Now we are back in the studio, and it is 67 degrees in the studio right now. It is cold in this studio, but that's okay.
It's up a degree from when we got here, from when I got here.
One degree.
Yep.
1 degree up.
1 degree.
All right. But again, if you enjoyed the broadcast from earlier on today, or if you just listened to them, maybe you didn't enjoy them, you can tell us that too. 740-383-9944. Well, breaking news, I guess, tonight. Sixth Ward City Councilman Bill Dichtel is resigning his position effective Monday, August the 17th. He's only been there about 6 months. I believe he came in March. He was appointed when Ron Prater resigned. He's now resigning because he's moving out of the ward. And this will leave an open seat on city council. And we've learned via the Board of Elections that city council will choose his replacement, not the Republican Party, Marion County Republican Party, because Bill Dichtel did not run in a primary. So we're going to appoint somebody to replace the appointed person who was elected all within a year.
I think that's rather, you know, I don't know. I think that's probably a problem. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I don't know.
I remember the old days when you had to wait for elections for people to leave. Not anymore.
I don't know. There's been so much changeover on city council. Ron Prater was elected. He resigned. Bill Dichtel was appointed, ran for election. Yeah, like you just went over the whole, like, and then, you know, Miranda resigned. Tommy just didn't run for re-election. And then, like, it was just a whole...
Twyla resigned to become treasurer.
It was just a whole, like, I don't know, shuffle, and I don't know, it just seems to be a bit of a mess,
you know,
right now.
Interestingly enough, had the council that was elected last year stayed in place, I don't believe flock cameras would have passed to get rid of them, because you would have had Twyla and Prater. And I don't think any chance either one of them would have been voting to remove the flock cameras.
No, probably
not. So that would have put it one vote in the opposite direction.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I think this
is why I say, and I hate to bring this up again, but when they say if the mayor vetoes this, that's against the people, that's baloney. I'm sorry, it's baloney. This is a one vote issue. And that's the whole point. The mayor has a veto, is to get rid of legislation he doesn't like.
Yeah, I mean, well, as far as the whole, I don't remember what I was gonna say before you brought it up the mayor's veto. So, as far as the mayor's veto goes, I mean, yeah, I agree. I think it's his prerogative. I mean, if you think he shouldn't veto it, then I mean, your best bet's to, I guess, call the mayor and you know, tell him that you would I guess like him to not veto it, and I guess give some good reasons as to why.
That's fine to have a conversation, but what I don't understand, it's as if the mayor shouldn't do this if the people don't like it. That's not what a veto is.
Yeah, I mean, the mayor, if he thinks it's a bad piece of legislation,
passes,
yeah,
he vetoes
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he can veto it. That's what the veto is for. I mean, you know, things have been vetoed in the past.
But the idea is that if the people really want this, then he should not veto it. Well, that's not what a veto is about.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if city council feels that way, then they'll overturn the veto, which I don't think that they have the I would put money on them not having the votes to overturn the veto.
No, they wouldn't have the votes, and I think it's also interesting with Bill Dichtel leaving on Monday. Where will this leave that? Because if the mayor vetoes it, well, I assume the next council meeting, which would be a week from Monday. Because Monday's committee meetings, a week from Monday, they might try to overturn the veto. Well, that seat probably will either be empty or just filled by somebody off the street. Now, you got to have 7 votes to overturn a veto. I don't think they'll get there. Even if they turn that seat around, I don't see Ralph Smith, I don't see Sean Barr, and I don't see Mrs. Larkin going in the opposite direction.
I'm telling you, you gotta do some politicking, you know, do some deal making.
Well, which one of them is going to change?
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure you can make. I don't know what legislation that. I mean, you know, pick some legislation and then offer your support, and then just. I mean, something like that. I mean, offer like work some kind of deal. Now, I wouldn't just like go vote for vote. That seems a little shady. But I would try to like work some. You know, some kind of compromise and get it done that way.
By the way, we are back in the studio, so we can take your phone calls. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you think he'll veto this?
Probably. I mean, I don't... Unless
the FOP has come out and said they don't like this. They don't like that city council has done this.
Unless they, the mayor, I suppose, gets a lot of like phone calls and emails and things in opposition to a veto, I don't see any reason why he wouldn't. I mean he said he's in.
Oh, I'm sure he'll get a lot of emails. See, that's why I think this is going to be hard. This flock issue is a wedge issue. People will email you, and people will call you, and they'll tell you how much they don't like it because they think Big Brother's spying on you.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, I'm sure he's getting a lot of calls and emails. But I'm also sure he's getting a lot of pressure from the FOP, the police chief, the sheriff, County Commissioner Davidson, who's the president of the FOP.
Well, I don't even think he really needs the pressure, honestly. I mean, I think that, like I said, I mean, I think there's a fair chance that even with all of that, I mean, it'd have to be a lot. I think there's a good chance he does veto it. I don't see why he wouldn't. I mean, they don't have the votes to overturn it, so...
I find this fascinating. This is a civics lesson, because you've got the mayor who clearly wants to veto it. Now, wants to veto it, yes, no doubt. If it were left up to him, his own druthers, without a doubt, there'd be a veto. But I'm sure he's getting bombarded, because, you know, it's social media and all that garbage... with phone messages and emails and all that nonsense. So it's got to run through his mind that, oh, this might be bad for me if I do this. But then he's got to turn around and the sheriff, he was the sheriff's deputy before this, of the current sheriff. He was the police chief before the police chief who's sitting behind him. He's a member of the FOP, county commissioner, who is the president. You know, I'm sure he's getting it from them. So, what are you going to do?
I think it should really come down to something like, if Bill Collins really thinks that the flock cameras do more good than harm.
Well, you said that.
Okay, then I think that.
We know how he feels about the flock cameras.
Okay, then I think in his mind, this legislation makes Marion a less of a good place. And therefore, I think, I think banning it's good, but I think by his logic, he should, I think he should veto it.
See,
I think it should be as simple as that. If he thinks that it's worse for the city to not have flock cameras, then he should veto it.
Well, yeah. Well, but see, all mayors play this cagey for some reason. You know what they're going to do. Like, mayor shirts are on the pay raises. There was no doubt in my mind that he was going to veto those pay raises. And he had till 2 o'clock.
Well, I mean,
the day he was on here to veto the pay raises. He told me that morning he was not going to veto the pay. I asked him 7 ways because I knew he was going to veto the pay raise, and he did. And I know Mayor Collins is going to veto this, but no, what did he say Monday? You know, Scott, I really don't know right now. Well, I think you do.
I don't know. I think maybe they're either actually or trying to feign giving the populace associates, I guess is a better term, the council and whatnot to sway him. But I mean, I agree with you. I think that the odds he does not veto this are probably slim.
And by the way, he should if he wants to.
Yes, I agree. That's what he.
I just don't know why they act like. Oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yes, I think if he wants to veto it, he should.
All right, and the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you make of another city councilman biting the dust?
I mean, like I said, it's just it seems like it's another one of the I don't know, one of the bit of a mess on the city council. I mean, they've had, well, just not the just city council. I mean, I guess the administration. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, Chief Deem is retiring, and there's that. But besides that, I guess the administration has held up pretty well, with the exception of the auditor and treasurer, who have been
Well, the service director went by the wayside.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. I almost forgot about Boda.
It's been a rough time up there. Downtown, uptown, it's been a rough time there. But I don't know. Yeah. Do you think that people on social media think they have more influence than they actually do?
Yeah, but I think that's just kind of how social media is designed. I mean, you know, anytime you post anything, I mean, you know... Anybody who you, it just, I don't know. I don't know how to, it just makes it seem like everybody's watching you because you just scroll and it's just so quick to look at all the pictures and stuff. And like, I mean, I don't know, you can like things and people love the likes.
Would you give anybody credit for the vote Monday night of banning the flock cameras?
Social media wise?
Well, just how else would you do it?
I mean, no.
No, but I think a lot of people are taking credit for it.
I mean, I think that everybody who's taking credit for it collectively, plus all the people who didn't make any social media posts, who just, you know, of their own volition called, you know, their council person, and, you know, like, I mean, you know, that's a collective effort. I don't think one single person did anything.
Why would somebody on Facebook giving their opinion on flock cameras cause me to call my council person and be, if I'm against it, I'm against it?
I mean, I guess really the only thing you're doing by giving your opinion on flock cameras is, I guess, inviting a discussion, I suppose. But besides that, I mean, I think that you're just, I guess, informing people that there is a discussion to be had at council.
I think another thing this vote did was shine a light on how unpopular some elected officials have become. Because the mayor, before this vote happened, said he supported it. The sheriff said he supported it. The police chief, even though he's not elected, said he supported it. The prosecutor has used it in countless press releases, and still it didn't matter to people. I think that says something about their popularity over time. And I also think that I think Ray Grogan's outburst did not help that. I don't, when it came, if it would have been like 7-3 or something like that, 7-2 I guess it would be, if it was 7-2, I could say, well, it didn't really matter. But when it's 5-4, I think that did have impact. I think that was a dumb thing to do, that little outburst he had during the flock camera discussion, because it took all of the energy away from the panel, and the story became about him that week. And it was almost as if this expert panel didn't exist, the flock man, sheriff, and police chief. I think that was a terrible, terrible miscalculation.
I don't know. I mean, I think that the flock panel was not as beneficial as I thought it could have been. I mean,
but we didn't even talk about it. We barely talked about it because we had to play the clip of Ray Grogan over and over and over.
I mean, I don't know. That whole thing was like, I mean, like, we did learn things, so it wasn't completely, you know, non-informational, but, I mean, like, a lot, like, most of the questions were direct to, the sheriff or the police chief. Like, the guy who is in theory, you know, supposed to have the answers about flock camera is sitting right there, and I don't think I heard many questions directed to him at all.
No, but what I'm saying is, he inadvertently, I don't think he did it on purpose, took the light for anybody who wasn't in that room off of the flock camera discussion. And that's where it needed to be. That's why they assembled a panel to answer questions and try to justify what was going on.
You see, I was watching the news. I don't watch the news very often. I was watching the news the other day at my grandma's house. and I saw that Columbus is also having flock camera discussions.
What is going on in the world? I mean, honestly, are we that suspicious of everything? See, this is what I was talking to you a while back about. This is a conspiracy-ridden society. Not everything's a conspiracy. Not everything means something else.
Most things aren't conspiracies.
Right.
And don't mean
but
something
every,
else.
God, we are paranoid as you could be.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. People, I mean, like, it's kind of like how we were talking about how people, I mean, of course, you people know that celebrities are just people. But like when a celebrity gets assassinated or something, it can't just be some crazy guy shot him. It has to be some grand plot from like the Illuminati or something crazy.
Oh, even the Trump attempted assassination. Oh, that was to keep him in office, like, or get him in office. That's what it was.
So it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, really. I don't, you know.
It can never just be logical.
I mean, I mean, like, I don't know. There are, I'm sure, like, I don't know of any that I could say that I believe in. I don't really look into conspiracy theories a whole lot. But I mean, I'm sure there are conspiracy theories that are true. But I think they're probably few and far between, and I don't think they're really worth looking for.
You know, I thought about this during the Charlie Kirk assassination last year. And I thought, you know, this is the difference between then and now. When JFK was assassinated, they knew very soon after, matter of fact, it was a matter of weeks, that the Zapruder film existed. And when they made it a point, they didn't just run down to the local television station and throw that up on the air that night. They showed that in a lawyer's office to one television reporter and a person from a magazine. And they said the person who bids the most can have the footage and do what they want with it. And they sold it to Life magazine in 19, it was either 63 or 64, probably late 63. Sold it to Life magazine. Nobody ever saw that footage because obviously Life magazine just showed stills and didn't show any of the bad stills. That footage was never seen run on television until the late 1970s. Over a decade, because it was considered too gruesome for people to view. And you know what? I think had people saw that within 6 months of it happening, that would have been shocking and startling and awful. But now, see, with Charlie Kirk, he gets shot in the neck, and boy, people are trying to find that on the YouTube. How do we find that? I didn't want to see that. I don't need to see that.
I know my grandma just kind of said, did you see this? And then showed it to me, and I was like, oh, okay.
It's terrible.
Well, why do I want to watch somebody get murdered? Like,
exactly.
Like, I don't understand.
And see, back then, what they would say, well, Life magazine kept it from you, see. It was all a conspiracy. They didn't want the people to see his head getting blown off. No, that used to be considered good taste.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
We don't have that anymore.
No. No, I think that...
We want to see it all.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, you know, people get upset with like, censorship and things, but I think, I don't know if censorship is the right word here, but I mean, I think that some, I don't know, I'm going to stick with censorship because I can't think of a better word, but I think that some of it's probably, you know, all right.
Well, I'll tell you this, nobody would have dreamed that the president's head got blown off like that. I can't imagine if you would have shown that in 1963.
I don't know what would have happened. I don't know. I've always...
Terrible. Trauma.
Yeah, I mean, I assume they were traumatized anyways, I guess. I mean, they didn't see it.
Yeah, but over a decade later. But see, no, most people didn't see. Most people didn't realize his head got blown off. They just know he got killed.
They didn't know he got shot in the head?
I think eyewitnesses would say that, but, I mean, there was no footage that people were looking at.
I don't know. I guess unless somebody gave, like, a really, like gruesome, like, detailed, like, yeah, his head got
blown off. How long does it take for your head to get hit and then you to slump over? Not long. Yeah. They're on a parade route.
Like,
how many people really saw it?
A few hundred at best, probably.
Not even that. The doctor? The priest who came in and declared him dead?
I mean, I guess people saw him get shot, but I don't know how many people, like, saw, you know, the aftermath. I mean, you know, it was kind of on the car.
I just think we have no taste in society anymore, and I think we do need censorship.
I don't know. I don't think censorship's the right word.
I do. People don't even like the word anymore. There used to be a whole department for censorship.
I don't see. I think that it should get like would you call it censorship like how you know PG-13 to like R-rated?
No, those are ratings.
Okay, well, I think that we should be more tight with the ratings again. I mean, like, I don't know.
No, because you can still see them.
What?
Censorship is you cannot see.
Yeah,
this.
See, I don't like.
See, no, see, I do like.
See,
that.
I don't like that. I think that you should just have more strict.
Because I'll tell you why. We're a carnival society. We're a carnival society. Now it's okay to go to the carnival every so often, but sometimes people need. Here's the problem. Okay. Salacious stuff is always going to be more entertaining to people than non-salacious stuff.
Yeah.
So if you don't limit the salacious stuff, that's what people are going to tend to. There's not a... You act like there's a choice. There's not.
Not a choice to do what?
There's not a choice. I mean, you know, if I...
Not a choice for what?
Let's say I had the President of the United States on this program for 1 hour. Just a sit-down conversation, me and the President.
All right.
Okay. And on the other channel, you're blown up monster trucks. People are going to watch blown up monster trucks because that is more entertaining than a conversation between me and the president. But long term, you probably need to hear the conversation between me and the president.
I mean, no, I think that that's... I mean, I think that it's definitely a choice. I just think most people say, wow.
There isn't a choice.
Yes, I just think most people will say, wow, I can listen to this thing that may or may not, you know, I can listen to this interview with the president, or I can watch the monster trucks.
Right, and they're going to watch the monster trucks.
Most people, yeah.
So that's, you do need some censorship, no. Or else you do, or we're just going to get dumber and dumber and dumber by the day.
Well, I think we're going to stay getting dumber and dumber and dumber.
Because Sally Jesse Raphael said it to me more than 20 years ago, better than anybody ever could. She was working for the same company that Jerry Springer was working for. They wanted her to turn her show into the Jerry Springer show because his show was getting massive ratings and her show was doing okay, but not getting those kind of ratings. And she kept saying, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't. And her reasoning was, people won't watch that forever. People won't watch people getting in fights forever. But then she said one day she realized people will. They'll watch it forever and ever and ever and ever.
Because, yeah, it just, I don't know, scratches some itch in your brain for some reason, I suppose. But, like, I don't know, if you, I mean, you have to go out of your, not, I mean, you don't have to go out of your way necessarily, but, I mean, you, like, you should avoid it to some extent. Like, that's why I'm so against
but
TikTok.
But people don't.
I do think.
They can't.
Like TikTok.
They can't help themselves. They really can't.
Yeah, it's like an addiction, yes.
Have you ever heard, like, a conversation with somebody who's clearly not listening to you at all? Because you can't even get a full thought out before they start speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't. They're not trying not to listen to you, but they just can't.
They're just not. I mean, I don't think they're thinking about it.
Exactly. And that's the problem. Used to be, networks would say, yeah, that would get a bigger rating, but for humanity's purposes and the sanctity of society, we're going to run this. Now, if I can get a bigger number than you, that's what I'm going to do what I got to do. And you're going to go to the lowest common denominator.
Green is good.
Well, I don't even know if it's more money. It's just, I'm going to do better than you. Look, my post get more views. My post got more views than yours. I did this. Oh, get a life.
No, look, I mean, I don't know how it is with like broadcast companies, but all I'm saying is like, if I was like how many broadcast companies are, like, I don't know. If you're in the like three of the top five, like so if you're in the third spot, but you make more money than like the top two, like what difference does it make? You're making more money. You have a bigger profit margin. You're doing better as a company.
Because people don't
than the top two.
People don't remember who made more money in 50 years. They remember who produced the best programs.
They're businesses.
I don't know. I don't think the arts are a business. I mean, I think it's run by a business, but I think it's driven by quality. You know, if you have two movies and one is awful and one is really good, but the awful one made a lot more money, in 50 years, people probably aren't going to be watching the awful one anymore.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I guess it depends on what you're classifying success at that point. I mean, if you're out to just make money and you're...
Success is... Most artists want quality.
Yeah,
they don't want money.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You take that up with Hollywood.
No, that's... A lot of actors, once they've made their money to live on, they will take the lesser-paying role if it's a better role.
Yeah, but... Well, sure, but I'm talking about like the AAA films. AAA films are all like carbon copies of all the other AAA. Like, I don't feel like there's any like creativity in movies anymore. I don't know. They like there's no nothing changes. It's all like the same like cookie cutter
formula.
Why do
you think 90% of the time the movie that wins the Academy Award is never the highest grossing movie of the year? 99% of the time. Every so often it happens.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it just depends on what your rate and success. I mean, if you're in it...
Quality.
If you're
why would you be... Why would you... I mean, literally. Now, Jerry Springer
because
is dead.
I was a greedy person, and I wanted... Like, I don't know. There's a lot of money to be made in the entertainment industry. So, so like...
It doesn't mean anything.
You can put out subpar quality and make in more money.
See,
I mean, like, in your mind, you really don't care because you're just in it for the money anyway.
But that's you. See, that's a very selfish thing.
Yeah, see, that's
because
why
Because the money only benefits
what,
you.
I mean, I guess it depends
but
on what
the quality benefits society.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I can agree to that.
Yeah, it did. The society doesn't care how much money that made.
I just think that the majority of Hollywood is more about money than actual quality at this point.
Well, maybe at this point. Maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, the movies used to... Like, I watched so many old movies with my grandma. and you know.
But that's what I'm saying.
And those are all good movies. Every movie I watch now.
But that's driven by crap. That's driven by what I'm saying. That's my whole point. We do want to see people's head blown off now. We want to see it right now.
And what?
Everything. We want to be
old movies?
We have no censorship. Right. But then, in the JFK era, in those days, quality mattered more than the bottom line. Now, as you said, the bottom line probably does matter more, but we have no integrity. We have no censorship. We have no... we have nothing. We're just a... This era, weren't we talking... Who was I talking to this morning? The last great music period was the early 2000s. That's 20 years ago. Well, I'll tell you what. Taylor Swift is making more now than anybody was making in the early 2000s. But people think the music was better then. Why is that?
Well, I mean... So, I think some of it has to be nostalgia, you know, that kind of thing. You just, like, remember things, you know, better than they
no,
were.
No, then but, it was good.
Well, yeah, but, like, you know, I think you just, like, I don't know, it's kind of like when you're like, wow, the first time I did something, it was incredible, but it's probably not as good as you remember doing it, if that makes sense. Like, the first time you heard a song and you were like, wow, that song's incredible, it probably wasn't as, like that, that
no,
wow,
what I'm song's in the, is I don't think anybody from this era will say that.
From what?
This era.
Oh, no, this era is definitely not... Look, I don't know. I mean, you know, give me, I guess, 30 years and ask me then. But, like, as far as I'm concerned now, like I'll even go back to far the 70s. I like some 70s music, too. But, like the 70s to, like, the early 2000s are probably, like the best era for music. But you know, beyond that, the farther you get, the worse it's gotten.
But the point is, we've got to become a society that is more... I'm not saying we have to go back to the censorship levels of the 60s, but we got to get somewhere where somebody is saying, this is not good. You know, I do believe the internet should have censorship. I know that's not popular, but I think we'd get rid of a lot of problem if everybody had to operate on a certain level.
I just don't know how you would I don't know. I just don't like the idea of giving people the ability to censor things because then they could just censor things. It's just
Yeah, but that's the way it used to be. See, when I don't know, because you know what? People don't make as much money as they used to now, because everything is far more fragmented. I don't think people make as... More people are making money in these businesses, but they're not making... The people who...
Yeah, but the businesses themselves, like the entire industry...
And they don't have the audience like, that they used to have.
No, but, like if you look at, like, the, I guess, the combined worth of, like the entertainment industry back in, you know, the day compared to now, I mean, I just, it's just, I guess, profits, if you want to say that, or just the nets, the, you know, incomes... Or say like I would assume significantly larger. There's more money to be made on the internet. You might not make.
But forget the internet. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
just in general on the entertainment. Like if that's what,
yeah, it's
what
not,
we're talking about.
Broadway does not do as well now as it used to.
It's because of the internet.
Movies do not do as well now as they used to.
Yeah.
Television certainly does not do as well now as it used to.
The internet's taking it.
Right, but the internet is not a great thing. The internet's not based in quality. At all. The internet shows you can have cats running around with yarn and get a billion views on that. That's what it shows you.
People love that.
There you go. Exactly my point. And 1,000 people. I mean, clickbait. Think about clickbait. I would like to see clickbait censored. Because you're putting something...
Come on, imagine falling for clickbait.
People do it. Why is it there?
It's obviously clickbait. Look at the title.
But it doesn't say clickbait.
No, but like if
you don't believe you're gonna see that in that video.
If something's ever like over the top dramatic and or like in parentheses, sometimes they'll say not clickbait. I promise you, there's a title that says not clickbait. Like 9 out of 10 times is clickbait.
But that's what I'm saying. You need to censor some of this stuff. This is awful stuff.
I don't know. I think people should just use their brains sometimes.
I like
the biggest muscle in your body, I do believe, is just your brain.
Yeah, you
and
say
nobody,
that.
Nobody's using it.
We've tried that for the last 15 years, and it doesn't work.
That's what I said. Nobody's using it.
So you got to fix it.
How do you fix it?
You've got to put some censorship in here. You've got to let people know that they cannot flat out lie to people and be misleading and That's why should the internet be uncensored? I'm still not sure what the argument is for that. Why should the television was always censored? Radio was always censored. Periodicals always had censorship. Why should the internet be uncensored?
Well, I mean, because I don't know. I guess it's more like the internet is. I mean, I don't know. It's like books. I mean, I don't know. Do we censor books? We have a banned books list, I guess.
Okay.
It's just like limited.
You had to buy the book to know.
I suppose the best argument would be like a limit to access to information.
All I'm saying
but
is.
But I don't know. There's a lot about, like, I don't know. If I had to guess, I mean, it's probably something like you know, 95 to 100. you know, misinformation to real information.
It's all bad if you ask me.
I think people should use Google Scholar more. Google Scholar, like, I think it pulls from strictly like EDU sites, .gov sites, you know, like research kind of things.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say. What's coming up on your show tonight?
Tonight on my show, we're going to be talking about, well, politics, national politics. I did say state-level politics earlier, but I don't actually think I have any state-level stories. And the only local story I have is the flock cameras. Well, actually, we could talk a bit about Bill Dichtel resigning, I suppose.
Yep.
So
he'll be gone
there's
Monday.
Is Monday his last meeting, or will he not be there Monday?
I don't know. It's committee meetings Monday. Probably not.
Fair enough, I guess.
Like, this whole thing, you know, I think Dan Clark said he got over 200 emails, and that's what changed his mind, because 90% were in support of Flock. Now, do you think that's an accurate depiction of Marion?
Well, I mean, I think that the people who don't care about the Flock cameras are probably less likely to go out of their way to send an email saying that they don't care about the Flock cameras. I mean, if you don't care about the Flock cameras, why are you writing an email about the Flock cameras?
Right.
Well, I mean, like, I've been saying since the legislation is put forward, I genuinely think that if they just put this on the ballot, it gets voted down. Like, I genuinely think that if they put this on the ballot, the general populace votes to keep the flock cameras.
So you think this is an anomaly?
I mean, like I said, I just think that people who don't care about the flock cameras don't really have a reason to write their council people in support of the flock cameras. I mean, if you support...
Like the FOP, when they came out for it, the people started attacking their website. Now, why do you do that?
It just seems like the support for flock cameras isn't as fervent as the dislike for the flock cameras. So, like the dislike for the flock cameras, like it just, I guess, drives you more to
just said, I can't understand when the FOP came out and issued their statement that they are for flock cameras, why do people feel the need to attack them and tell them they're wrong? They're not wrong. They're right for them. Wrong for you, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, flock cameras is... I mean, I don't know. I mean, their argument is... they're not lying in their argument. Yes, the police use it to solve crimes. Yes, the courts have ruled that it's not a Fourth Amendment violation. I mean, there you go. I mean, we're allowed to have flock cameras. So, yes, the police would want flock cameras. I don't know why that... I mean, the police just say that we should keep flock cameras because it's a helpful policing tool. I'm sure that they believe that. Why would they not believe that? That is the truth.
And don't they know better than us? Are we solving crimes?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, they use the flock system. I mean, I don't use the flock system.
See, that's another weird thing about this whole thing. The people who don't have access to it are against it. The people who actually use it are for it, but they don't know what they're doing.
And how many people took the police chief up on his offer to go look at the flock systems?
Very few.
I did not, unfortunately. I should probably get doing that before it's too late. I think
it's because there's always, oh, they could be hiding things.
I don't know. I think I'd rather just see what they're willing to show me at that point anyways.
Again, we're a suspicious society.
Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't understand. Like, what's the point in asking questions if you think everything they're gonna say or everything they say is a lie? It's just a waste of your time. Like, obviously you have all the answers. There's no point in asking them. Like, it just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense sometimes.
That's society today.
Like, if you're just gonna call them a liar after you ask them a question and they give you an answer, then what was the point in asking the question?
I don't know. Showbiz. Phone lines are open. Feel free to get in on the conversation. 740-383-9944. 53 minutes past the hour. All I know is, as I said the other day, to me this is no longer about flock cameras. This is really a civics lesson. And I think it's even a sociological study. In a microcosm of a city. It's just, it's all very strange.
Whoa! I don't know. I mean, not.
We had a city council today.
The dislike for flock cameras is certainly growing.
Well, did you see Matt's statement?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little heavy, I think.
As far as the flock cameras go, though, I do think the dislike of the flock cameras, I do think that there was a lot of misinformation about the flock cameras.
This is the flock camera thing. Okay, Thad Smith said, regarding my statements during the discussions, fully expected to see the ordinance go the 3 readings, was not necessarily my wish, but I felt others on council may need. I fully expected it to go the 3 readings and stated I would love to see a good community turnout in hopes of encouraging their council member to vote affirmative on the ordinance. I was unaware that Councilmember Rollins would make any motions, but I was not. But I was going. I'm not going to support legislation that I've been a big sponsor of. He felt we had the momentum to get the affirmative, and so it was. Ultimately, this has been discussed numerous times. There's been so much community outrage against them. Was starting to feel like we were just beating a dead horse. It was time to get that off the table. I take this as a win against both big government and private third-party government contractors that think they have circumvented the process and found a loophole to help trample on the rights of American people. This isn't Communist China.
Communist China?
Fifth Ward City Councilman, Thaddeus Smith.
See, I don't know why people feel the need to go so far sometimes. Like I was up, you know, I was with them up until he said Communist China.
See, that's the flock camera stance. That's what I'm saying.
Like, you know, I agreed with everything he said up until, you know, flock cameras are not Communist China. Okay.
But they think they are.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just waiting for Mal to show up. Jeez.
Like, I don't know. I would figure there'd be a lot more people just going missing after being arrested by the government if that were the case.
JFK video, Charlie Kirk video, Jerry Springer. It's all there. Communist China.
The world's going crazy to some extent. Like, you know, like when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, there were all kinds of people who were like, oh, this is great. I'm like, what are you talking about? We were now cheering for people being murdered.
We like that here. We have no taste.
I mean, people, Luigi Mangione, the guy who...
Oh, they like him too.
Yeah, people call that man a hero. He shot a dude in the back of the head. Come on. Like, I don't know, but people are built different nowadays.
We have some, I don't know, Communist China. That's what people think, though.
Far from Communist China.
Flock cameras are Communist China.
That's a bit of a leap.
No.
I think you got a few steps to go before you get there, but I think it's on the path, but a few steps to go before you get there. Look, you gotta, like, it's like, you know, the whole thing.
You're an elected official in what could be Communist China. I mean, does any of that make any sense? How'd you get elected?
You know, if we were like communist China and you were out here comparing us to communist China, I think you'd be fearing for your life right about now. I mean, come on.
Ay, ay, ay.
I mean, maybe he's just speaking in hyperbole, you know?
But do people know that?
Well, I mean, it's a written stuff. I mean, I don't know. I mean, unless he said it. I mean,
and you get people in there, way to go. Tell him.
Like I said, I was with him up until, you know, he said that, you know, we're, you know, not communist China. Like, you know, far from
communist China. Because we've had... So, I guess the 3 years we've had these block cameras, it's been communist China around here.
I mean, maybe...
He was elected during our communist China period.
Look at that. He's part of the communists.
You know... I don't understand.
I don't know. Sometimes politics doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but now I do, however, think that as far as the three readings go, I think that it should have gone three readings. I mean, I understand that there'd already been a lot of conversation, but I mean, I don't know. With something as that ended up being as contentious as the flock cameras, I don't think that just passing it was a good way to go.
I don't know. I bet some people have gotten some talking to this week.
Probably.
And I can think of who those people were. Probably got pulled to the side. Said, "What are you doing?"
No, I like people who do what they I guess think.
Okay. Well, at least we're not communist China. Or are we? I don't know. We're still up.
If we're communist China, they're doing a pretty good job of keeping it under wraps.
We got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you